Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
It's an important role and responsibility of angels that they fight in behalf of God's kingdom and the advance of God's kingdom and the protection of God's family and God's people. Angels are, you know, these are not your fairy godmother. They are not a Disney princess. They are mighty, spiritual, powerful beings. And in fact, one of my favorite views of an angel is at the end of days when finally Satan is going to be put in the pit, then God sends an angel with lock and key and puts Satan, the devil, in the pit. Now think about that. Of all the disaster that Satan has created, all of the hell that he has unleashed on earth and below the earth, just the powerful being that is Satan. We know Satan is strong and mighty and powerful. But when it comes time to lock him up, God just sends one angel to do it. Hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Because it just, these are strong and powerful beings. These are not cuddly cherubs that you sit on your bedstead. And they are often seen in Scripture as executing God's judgment on the earth. You see it even in the Garden of Eden when judgment came upon mankind in the fall of Adam and Eve, that God posted an angel there at Eden as evidence of that judgment and execution of that judgment. The death angel that came through Egypt and at the Passover, when the angels came, those two warrior angels came and destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So, and then in the book of Revelation, referencing there what Dr. Jeremiah said, the angel activity at the end of the age, just as there is increasing and encroaching darkness in our times, and we know that we're moving pell-mell towards the end of days and the end of the era as we know it, and Christ is coming soon, and with that, there's tribulation and distress and disaster all around us, and Satan is tearing up, and there's tribulation. Well, with that, God has promised the protection of angels to his children. So we don't need to be afraid. It's so important in our times that we not be afraid. One of the angel messages that you hear again and again, even at the birth of Christ, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Fear not. I bring you good tidings of great joy. So we can live in faith and without fear because we know the angels have back.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.